Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. Bless your name. 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 Hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come on this morning, Father God, with a grateful heart. We come on this morning, Father God, thanking you for another day. We come on this morning, Father God, thank you, Father God, for a wonderful, wonderful Father Easter celebration, Father God. Oh, glory be to God. We come, Father God, on this morning to lift you up, Father God, and say thank you, Father God, Father, for giving us an opportunity to celebrate, amen, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we want to say thank you for all the souls that gave their life to you, Father God, over this Holy Week experience, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We want to say thank you, Father God, for the preached word, Father God. We want to say thank you for Holy Communion. We want to say thank you, Father God, for holy sacrifices made, Father God. We want to say thank you, Father God. We bless you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Oh, glory. We want to say thank you, Father, even though it might have been limited, but we want to say thank you for the family gatherings, Father. Thank you, Father God, for everything, the spiritual meal, the physical meals, Father God. We want to say thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for miracles, Father God. We just want to say thank you that your presence was felt and is being felt, Father God. We want to say thank you for love in the air, forgiveness in the air, Father God. We just want to bless your name even right now, Father God, for absolutely everything and how you have given us one more day, Father God. And we come, Father God, hallelujah. The world call it Easter Monday. We'll call it Easter Monday too, Father God. Hallelujah. It's a day that you have made. Hallelujah. The first day in this new month, the first Monday in this new month, Father. And we say thank you for that, Father. So we just want to come and give you praise in all things, Father. And we bless you and we magnify you and we glorify you even on today, Father. Forgive us for every sin of omission and commission. Father, in the name of Jesus, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back to you, Father. Have your way. Have your way, Father. Have your way. You're the potter and we are the clay. Now, Father God, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Stay our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, amen. And our soul says, amen and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Church family, amen. Partners, visitors, amen. We greet all of you on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful morning, another day that the Lord has made as we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. I'm Dr. Alfreda Bradford. For those of you who do not know, may not be familiar with our ministry and our platform, but we come to lift up Jesus. Amen. We pray that everybody's weekend was restful, was beautiful, was reflectful. This glory is all the way around. Amen. Glory be to God as we celebrated. Amen. Easter, amen, glory be to God, and we thank God, amen, for the opportunity, thank God for everything, amen, absolutely, absolutely everything, amen, glory be to God, amen. Easter is over, but yet, amen, the effects remain, amen, because he arose, amen, and he's alive, and that is the good news, amen, that is the good news. Amen. as the angels, as the women, amen, on the way to the sepulchre to anoint, amen, Jesus' body, because they thought he was still dead. Amen. Glory be to God. Early Sunday morning, beloved. Amen. And the angels, amen, met the women, amen, and hallelujah, declared unto them, amen, that in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, amen, that he is not here, amen, he is alive, he is risen. And so we just want to thank God, amen, that the work has been done, amen, the work has been done, amen, as we reflect, amen, on up to this day, amen, the day after the resurrection, amen, we're calling it, amen, glory be to God, Easter Monday, the day after the resurrection, the day after he rose again. So we want to thank God. All last week, it was so beautiful because we partook of Holy Communion every day. Oh, it was so beautiful, 7 days of Holy Communion. Amen. As we started on Palm Sunday, amen, and we did not skip a beat. Amen. We did not skip a beat. Amen. And concluded on yesterday. Amen. 7 consecutive days partaking of the Lord's body. Amen. And his blood. Amen. The cup of blessing. Amen. That was shared for us. So we want to thank God for that empowerment. Amen. Glory be to God. When we partake of Holy Communion, we partake of a blessing, and we had it 7 consecutive days. Amen. Glory be to God, and we feel the effects already. Amen. And we want to thank God for those of you, glory be to God, who missed our Good Friday services. Amen. It is on our Facebook page. Amen. You can go there and, amen, see it, copy the link, amen, watch it in your pleasure. But it was an awesome service, amen. We want to thank God, amen. We met a new friend, amen, our minister Cheryl, who served as our mistress of ceremony, amen, a new friend to the ministry, amen. And she came and she served, amen. And we want to thank God, amen, for our 7, our 7 speakers. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Give me 1 second, saints. Give me 1 second. Okay, that is better now. Thank you. Amen. And we, our 7 speakers came and they shared, amen, on the 7 last sayings of Christ. And we want to thank God, amen, for our elder Valerie Carte. Amen. Glory be to God who spoke on, amen, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. And she made some very, very good bullet points, amen, or how it was a final teaching moment for Jesus, and how it is not easy to say, I forgive, amen. And she encouraged us to be quick to forgive because, glory be to God, if you do not forgive, you will not be forgiven, amen. We bless the Lord. And then our prophetess, Sonia Mafio, amen, glory be to God, a friend of mine, as we've gone back years and years of history, amen, as she came, amen, as our 2nd speaker, amen, and she spoke on, today shall thou be with me in paradise. Glory be to God. And she was awesome as well, amen, talking about the thief on the cross, history changed. Glory be to God when his story changed. Matter of fact, his story changed history. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because you will not end how you got started. Amen. And so glory be to God. She talked about how his life was changed through acknowledgement, repentance, forgiveness, and invitation. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. It was awesome, awesome, awesome. Amen. Then our minister, Hattie Cooper, came. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And she spoke on woman, glory be to God, behold thy son, and behold thy mother. Amen. And so we want to thank God. Amen. Very, very proud of her. And she brought up some beautiful bullet points as well, speaking in the process of dying. Amen. Jesus took care of his mother. Jesus took care of his family. But she also made a very significant point when she said there was no comments made. No comments. How everything was silent. Amen. Glory be to God. And she also touched on the love and of a mother, a mother's love. It was really, really beautiful. Amen. Our Pastor Charles Amafio, he was our fourth speaker. Amen. Pastor Charles and Prophetess Sonia, their husband and wife. Amen. They're also our they're our engineers, amen, media engineers, amen. So we want to thank God for them. And he came, and he was an, oh boy, very, very awesome as well. Hallelujah. And he spoke on, amen, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And so he talked about the increasing pain that Jesus endured while he carried the cross. Amen. Glory be to God. And he closed, amen, with a statement that they made you wonder, amen. I called him. I said, okay, you know you're coming back, amen. And so he said that, amen, as Jesus, amen, was praying, but Jesus had nobody to pray to. That was profound, amen, because he had already felt as though God has forsaken him. So and it was, he was on the cross by himself. So Jesus had no one to pray to. That was profound. Amen. Our minister, Joanne Thurman, amen. She came up next. Glory be to God. And amen. She spoke on the subject, I thirst. I thirst. Amen. And you know, our sister Joanne, amen, she brought her sermon, but it had a poetic flavor to it. Amen. Because that's who she is. Amen. So it was very, very encouraging, very different. Amen. Glory be to God. And she pointed on the fact, beloved, that Jesus was thirsty, but he still paid it all. Amen. Jesus was thirsty, but he was still ready. Oh, amen. Glory be to God. And so God used her, amen, to break down that thirst factor. Amen. Glory be to God. Minister Erica Bradford, she was our sixth speaker on Good Friday. Amen. And she had the subject, beloved, amen, it is finished. It is finished. And Minister Erica spoke about the willingness to suffer. Amen. Glory be to God. And the joy in suffering. Amen. That when we keep going, we have reached the finish line. And then she closed up talking about divine closure. How there's glory on the other side. My God, my God, my God. Divine closure. Amen. A God to close one thing. Glory be to God to open another. Amen. And she had a dental work done on her mouth a day or two before, but it didn't stop her. Nevertheless, from coming, amen, to serve. And so we want to bless the Lord. And then yours truly, amen. I had the very last saying, amen, glory be to God, Father, and to thy hands I commend my spirit. Amen, glory be to God, beloved. And we wrap that up, amen, letting everyone know that Jesus didn't die until the Holy Ghost told him that he could. Jesus didn't die until the Holy Ghost told him that he could. Amen. It was a beautiful Good Friday service, my God. The word went forth. The word was rich. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We had beautiful selections in between. Amen. And we want to thank God. We want to thank God. Amen. For the services. Amen. Beloved. And then we came back on yesterday. Amen. The resurrection morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we talked about a kingdom move on the third day. A kingdom move on the third day. And how God tricked Satan God tricked Satan to kill Jesus. Because in doing so, beloved, amen, Jesus, amen, was able, amen, to restore the crown that Adam lost in the garden. You need to listen to that one. Glory be to God. You learn a little something, amen, if you don't already know. It's very, very strategic that Jesus came, amen, hallelujah, and that Jesus died. Because if Satan knew, beloved, glory be to God, that it was a setup, Satan would not have killed Jesus. That's what the Bible tells us, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. It would not have happened. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But it was a strategic. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, God is very, very, very intentional. God is very intentional. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. A matter of fact, amen, beloved, hallelujah, when we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, which none of the princes of this world knew, but had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If Satan knew that this was God's way of Jesus getting the crown back, he would not have crucified Jesus. But he did. And by doing so, when Satan did that, Satan was obeying the will of the Lord. And I'm not going to re-preach the message. Amen. And we born and blessed be the name of the Lord. So that was it, beloved. That was it. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Holy Week. Beautiful Holy Week. Glory be to God. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah for the spirit. We want to thank God for the souls that got saved. We want to thank God for the word. We want to thank God for Holy Communion. We want to thank God for the offerings received. Glory be to God. We want to just give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now today is Easter Monday, beloved. It's the day after the resurrection. And it's nothing but victory in the air. Nothing but victory in the air. Amen. And so we're going to rejoice this day, beloved. We're going to rejoice. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to close this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Coming out of 1 Corinthians 15. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, glory be to God, verse number 4, hallelujah, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day, according to the scriptures. Today is the day after, glory be to God, the day after, glory be to God, hallelujah, 3 days. If Jesus died on Friday and rose on Sunday, how do you get 3 days out of that, Pastor? Hallelujah, because the third day is always the day after tomorrow. Amen, and we bless be the name of the Lord. All right, saints, amen, it's done. Amen, Jesus rose, Jesus alive. Hallelujah, and we serve a risen Savior. Hallelujah. Just want to leave you with this thought this morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That when the angel came and rolled the stone away, hallelujah, and the angel came and rolled the stone away, beloved, I want you to know today that the stones have been rolled away. Yeah. Oh, glory be to God, hallelujah, huh. Hallelujah, the stone has been rolled away, the stone that was blocking the entrance, the stone, amen, that was keeping everything on shutdown. I want you to know when Jesus rose, you rose. I want you to know when Jesus lives, you live. Beloved, if the stone was rolled away, we have to believe it and receive it. Hallelujah, those stones that's slowing down our progress, keeping the light from shining in and shining out. Glory be to God, those stones that's interfering with our relationships, interfering in our marriages, interfering in our finances, interfering with our health, interfering in our destiny and our future. Those stones that block the sunshine, those stones that block the fresh air from coming in and going out, those stones, beloved, hallelujah, that cause us to fear. Glory be to God, and make us very, very apprehensive. Glory be to God, those stones and the weight of those stones. Sometimes when the devil whispers in your ear that you're going to die prematurely, glory, and your dreams and your goals and your visions are not going to come to pass, and life is no longer worth living because of those stones that's blocking your view, those stones that's blocking your vision, those stones that's taking your faith away, taking your hope away, those stones, beloved, hallelujah, that come to bring death and devastation. The good news this morning is the stones have been rolled away. Hallelujah. Hey, glory be to God. God sent an angel, glory be to God, to roll away the stones. Hallelujah. And the door has been opened. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for doing a new thing. Thank God for the work is already done. Beloved, the work of the cross cannot be undone. It cannot be undone. Glory be to God. Maybe later on this week, we'll talk about when Jesus went down into hell. Jesus' body died physically on the cross, but his spirit lived, beloved. His spirit didn't die. His soul didn't die. Jesus made a visit to hell. Jesus made a visit to hell, beloved. Oh, hallelujah. When he rose up, he led captivity captive. Captivity, amen, was no longer captive. Hallelujah. Such the stones have been rolled away. On this Easter morning, as we reflect, as we charge up, beloved, as we continue, amen, glory be to God, gear up for what the future holds. Amen. I just want you to rejoice this morning. And knowing that the stones have been rolled away, the stones of impossibilities have been rolled away. Hallelujah. All things are possible with God. Hallelujah. The stones of death have been rolled away. The stones of fear have been rolled away. It's rolled away, beloved. Hallelujah. Rejoice. Hallelujah. Faith acts like a thing is so, even when it's not so, that it'll be so, because God said so. Amen. Glory be to God. The stones have been rolled away. Hallelujah. And greater is he that lives in us than he that lives in the world. Hallelujah. One angel came. One angel came and moved the stone away. My beloved, the Bible says we are encamped about, hallelujah, beloved, with a host of angels. If one angel could do all that, and sit down on the rock as if it was a chair. If one angel can take out 185,000 men in one night, beloved, and you have a host of angels, a host. You can't even count how many angels are watching over us day by day as we go in, as we go out. Amen. We are covered. We are covered. Hallelujah. And the stones have been rolled away. Hallelujah. Rejoice. And again, we say rejoice. Rejoice. And again, we say rejoice. Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. He's not going back to the grave. He don't have to come back again. It's a complete work. It's a finished work. He did it well. Hallelujah. He scored 100. He fulfilled the will of the Father. Hallelujah. He did not succumb to the flesh. Hallelujah, he did not succumb to the threats. He did not succumb to evil. Hallelujah. It pleased the Lord to bruise him because it was a setup. Oh, it was a divine move. It was a kingdom move. God was strategic. Hallelujah. But where the first Adam failed, the second Adam, hallelujah, restored us back. To our rightful place, beloved, to our rightful place as kings, as our rightful place as kings and priests, beloved. This is what, amen, the second Adam did. And we want to thank God, hallelujah, for it. Hallelujah. And I close on this note. Revelations 1, chapter 1, verse number 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Verse 6, and have made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. God has made us the sacrifice, the blood of Jesus, his death and resurrection has made you and I kings and priests. Not after we die, beloved. Not after we take our last breath. But we are already seated in heavenly places right now. And if you're sitting in heavenly places right now, if God has called you a royal priesthood and a chosen generation, beloved, Satan is under your feet. If you in heaven right now, because we live in two worlds at one time, then Satan is under your feet. All we got to do is act like it and know it. Know, beloved, know who you are and know whose you are. Glory be to God. The work has already been done. Let us rejoice. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God today. We say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, as we reflect on last week, yesterday, today, and Father God, definitely because of yesterday, Father God, we have hope for tomorrow. So we are blessed coming in and we're blessed coming out. Father God, we just spoil, rotten, blessed. And so we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you. Father God, help us not to lean to our own understanding as we move around today. Oh, glory be to God. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news, tears, and calamity and premature death. Bless us at the altar of prayer today, Father, as we come. Father God, hallelujah. On hallelujah, today at 12 and back at 9 o'clock, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. We're rejoicing. We're rejoicing in the God of our salvation that you loved us so much that you gave us your son, and your son loved us so much that he gave his life. And for that, by faith, Father God, and grace, we have eternal life and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. And we say thank you, and we say thank you, and we bless you. Thank you, God. Now, Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal, Father God, this prayer and this service by the blood, the word, and the spirit in Jesus' name. And we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen. Glory be to God. We have some announcements to make pertaining to Wednesday night. Amen. We'll make those announcements on tomorrow. Amen. Everybody have a lovely, 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 lovely day. Amen. At 7 o'clock, we'll be on all the social media platforms. If you have a smart TV, find ICN Impact Network. If you don't have a smart TV, amen, just go to your cell phone and to your Play Store. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. All right, thanks. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Rejoice, saints. Amen. It's done. Amen. He's alive. He arose. And if he arose, you arose. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Have a wonderful day. Pastor Bradford, amen, signing out.